Good afternoon, delegates, participants of the conference, faculty, colleagues, students, and friends. I'm doubly privileged this afternoon to present a paper, first being the presenting author, and second, most important to me, being a co-author of the University Professor Emeritus, Dr. Cecilia A. Florencio, my mentor in the CAG Structured Mentoring Program. The title of our paper is Rizal in Home Economics in Rizal. The outline of the presentation will be the following. First, the background. Next, the course. Next, the emergent themes. And last, the concluding remarks. The background. The College of Home Economics, or CHE, is one of the 26 degree-granting units in the University of the Philippines, UP Diliman, and one of the biggest in terms of student population. Its main building is named after the mother of Dr. Jose Rizal, Teodora Alonso. University Professor Emeritus Cecilia A. Florencio and I collaborated in writing this paper for the conference Rizal in Home Economics, Home Economics in Rizal, based on her 2006 reconceptualization and continuing upgrade of the UPCHE's Common Graduate Seminar upon the invitation of former CHE Dean Milagros P. Querubin and our 2 to 4 years of experience in teaching the course. In 1996, HE 290390 was instituted as a required course for all graduate students of the college. A foremost consideration in the reconceptualization was the need to provide shared learning opportunities for graduate students and faculty to advance their understanding of the discipline of home economics as a reflective study of the multidisciplinarity of daily living in the context of the home, workplace, and community by drawing from a range of disciplines, science, arts, and humanities, and integrating the 7 areas of specialization in home economics in a manner that requires critical inquiry and integrative thinking. These sub-specializations are family life and child development, clothing technology, interior design, food technology, community nutrition, hotel, restaurant, and institution management, and home economics education. The course. HE290390 is offered in 2 parts, each with 1 credit unit. This paper presents part 1 of the course. The syllabus of part 1 of the course is composed of 4 sections. These are context, self and country, building blocks, self-assessment, moving up, the subject matter, families and home economics, and putting together through research. A specific objective of the seminar is to reflect on the meaning and implications of the lessons learned in class on one's everyday living and how these may be used for one's betterment as a human being, a Filipino, and a professional. To understand the section on context, the students study, write, and discuss the reactions in the following reference materials. The 1987 Constitution of the Republic of the Philippines, Proceedings of the CODHEN's 13th Annual Conference in 1996 on the Philippine Centennial, a backdrop to teaching nutrition and home economics, Centennial Lecture, Universidad ng Pilipinas, Pag-asa ng Bayan by Dr. Florencio, during the celebration of the centennial of the University of the Philippines, and last but not least, Jose Rizal's novel, Noli Me Tangere, The students focus on the following specific parts of the novel: To My Motherland, Chapter 3, The Dinner, Chapter 23, The Fishing Excursion, and notes on the two chapters. To further enhance the students' appreciation of the context, Filipino songs are played during selected class sessions. After listening to the songs, the students share their interpretation of the song and relate it to two of the educative goals of CHE: love of country and social responsibility. The songs are Awit ni Maria Clara by Antonio J. Molina, Lupang Hinirang by Julian Felipe, UP Naming Mahal by Nicanor Abelardo, and Bayan Ko, as sung by Freddy Aguilar. The section on building blocks opens with this quotation from Rizal to remind the students of the necessary behavior needed if they are to grow intellectually and profit from education, and if the faculty are to be the effective agents of transformation. I had entered school still a boy, with little knowledge of the Spanish tongue, with an intelligence only partly developed and almost without refinement in my feelings. By dint of analyzing myself, of reaching out for the higher things, and of a thousand corrections, I was being transformed little by little, thanks to the beneficent influence of a zealous professor. The whole course is guided by Rizal's view of professorship, expressed in this way: Kung ako lamang ay isang profesor sa aking bayan, bibigyan ko ng sigla ang mga araling Pilipino na tulad ng Noche Te Ipsum, or kilalanin mo ang iyong sarili, na magbibigay ng buha ng tunay na pagkikilala sa sarili at nagtutulak sa mga bansa na gumawa ng malawak at kahangahangang gawain. If I were a professor in my own country, I will give dynamism to Philippine studies, similar to Noche de Ipsum, knowing oneself, that will give true recognition of oneself and of what pushes countries to undertake broad and admirable works. Reading materials in English and Filipino are included in the syllabus, and students with facility in both languages are encouraged to write and discuss the reaction papers in either language. As Rizal pointed out in El Filibusterismo through the character of Simon speaking to Basilio, each country has its language, as it has its own manner of feeling. Both of you forget that as long as a people conserve their language, they preserve the security of their liberty, as a man his independence, while he keeps his way of thinking. Language is the people's thought. Assessment of the students is done through textual analysis, using the narratives of students in their reflection papers, as well as end-of-course essay. Class discussions, self-evaluation at the end of the semester, and feedback on their application of their learning. Emergent themes. The reaction papers of the students were replete with parallelisms in the values, interests, and concerns of home economics and of Rizal. In addition, the papers examined the implications of the reference materials beyond the students' specific areas of specialization. For example, the reference to tinola, which is a dish of chicken stew with vegetables, in Chapter 3 of the Noli Metangere, does not teach only about food preparation and meal service, but also about food as a manifestation of role expectations based on social stratification, and two, how on the basis of one incident, a foreign visitor could misjudge or judge the worth and worthiness of an entire country. Three doctoral students in food science reflected on the two chapters using a different lens. Myrna Luna used her technical knowledge to provide the scientific basis for claims made by some women who joined the fishing excursion. Salabat, or ginger tea, and rice cakes increase one's appetite for prayers. Tea soothes one's thoughts, and coffee gives happy thoughts. Benilyn Dumelod highlighted Rizal's appreciation of his culinary heritage and is being well versed with several important aspects of food selection and preparation. For example, which kind of fish is good for what dish, and how soon or long a food item should be cooked to retain its quality. She also pointed out the chapter's stress on family and community relationships. Rowena Rumbawa acknowledged how the readings expanded her knowledge beyond biology, chemistry, and technology. A couple of students from two different programs wrote about the sopas na munggo, or gisadong munggo. After reading the article of Milagros Enriquez on food and Philippine history, to quote, "I think there was an innate nutritionist in Rizal," said Edelweiss Kainya, an MS in nutrition student. She arrived at this conclusion because Rizal's sopas, his favorite dish for his relatives and friends who visited him in Dapitan, is a mixture of ingredients which together provide a lot of nutrients. Munggo beans, ampalaya, leaves or bitter melon leaves, coconut oil, shrimps, chicken, and mushrooms. Jerome David, a Master of Interior Design student, wrote about Rizal's addition of panutsa, or the raw brown sugar cake, to his munggo dish to give it a sweetish flavor. Many Filipinos, including himself, have a liking for slightly sweet tasting food. He cited their practice of adding sugar in dishes like adobo, which is a pork chicken stew cooked in vinegar and soy sauce, and spaghetti. The reaction papers of three students reflect the CAG's educative goal on the integral role of the family. Teodora Alonso's entrepreneurial activities, as well as the price drop of sugar in the market, were just a few situations that provided Rizal and his family a venue for prayer, for managing and creatively using their resources, and for coping with outside factors affecting their family. By looking at Jose Rizal's own life and his life with his family, I am definitely able to understand him as a person and as a Filipino. Words of Jamie Lourdes Ilao, Master of Family Life and Child Development student. Another student from the MFLCD, to quote her words, said that the life of Dr. Jose Rizal was exemplary. It is a life that every Filipino should strive to emulate. The qualities we admire in him were not miraculously bestowed upon him, but rather a product of his family life. Rizal could not have become the man he was if not for his family upbringing. His life showed us the integral role of the family in shaping the person and his values. It is exactly these values that one learns from the family that will eventually be lived out in society. On her part, Cecil Leia Bayaga, a PhD in nutrition student and also a faculty of the college department chair of the Department of Food Science and Nutrition, reflected on the readings as a mother. She asked how one can be a mother like Teodora Alonso. Reading about Rizal's mother gave her a better understanding of the significant influence of Teodora on her son and the deep love of Rizal for his mother. The student's reflections were not always anchored on home economics. Here are three interesting insights on the same incident about the crocodile in chapter 23 of the Noli. Diane Karasig, a Master of Family Life and Child Development student, sees the crocodile eating the fish in the river as the foreign oppressors eating the Filipinos in their own territory. For Jocelyn Manalo, also an MFLCD student, The helmsman's action of bravery confronting the crocodile by his lonesome for the first time suggests that the gallantry of one person may not be enough to battle a huge and entrenched enemy. Benilyn Dumelod, a PhD in food science, opined that perhaps no one in the group reacted to the ex-seminarian's repartee that he never saw the crocodile among the numerous crocodiles which frequented the church, since no reply is needed because the meaning is obvious. Through their self-assessment, the students declared that the Common Graduate Seminar enhanced their sense of nationalism and upgraded their understanding and valuing of home economics and sharpened their analytical skills. But what can we expect after the students have completed the course and tucked away their reflection papers? Tricia Padernal, a Master of Interior Design student, reported on her application of what she learned from the seminar, in particular, broadening of one's literature search and critical analysis of the literature to improve her master's thesis proposal. She also started to use an interdisciplinary approach in planning seminars for the continuing education program of the Philippine Institute of Interior Designers. Joanna Byongkog, a PhD in home economics student, wrote that as a teacher, she sometimes forgets that her responsibility is not only to teach the subject matter, but to prepare students to be better individuals and citizens. But while she could, and would like to, use her rich experience, fresh perspectives, and many learnings when she resumes teaching in the province, she wonders, how would this be possible in a class of 75 students, inadequate teaching materials, and too many administrative tasks? We certainly need to develop more responsive and creative ways of educating our students about the country's heroes and history, and of enabling our teachers to carry out their tasks as envisioned by Rizal. Concluding remarks. We often consider daily activities as humdrum, but in truth and in fact, they form the very rhythm and texture of life. Consider, for example, the laudable behavior of the Japanese in general during the killer earthquake in their country. The values, attitude, and behavior instilled in them by their families, schools, and communities since their childhood served them well during and after the disaster. At present, there is much discourse in our country about Filipino families in and their day-to-day life, concerns that deal with gender, social inequality, relationship between state and religion, among others, as manifested in issues such as reproductive health, divorce, and conditional cash transfers for the poor and marginalized. Even a topic seldom considered, if at all, as part of daily discourse has become one. We refer to the making or naming of a hero. One wonders if we would have had this disgusting ambivalence and neither here nor there their perspective if in daily life that qualities, values, and context of heroism had been instilled in us, something like heroism in daily life. Given the concern, care, and meticulousness of Rizal in living his daily life and writing about it with such regularity and detail during his travels, and given Rizal's commitment to improve the day-to-day living of families as clearly demonstrated during his stay in Dapitan, he would certainly have supported strongly the position taken by Balding, the author of The Household as Achilles' Heel. If we had any adequate sense of the priorities of our society, it seems to me that we would put 10 times as much both research and education into the area of households as we do now. Learning about home economics in the context of our country and its history has made the students of CAG's Common Graduate Seminar appreciate and respect the discipline better as a field of study, a career to live by, and as a guide to daily living. In the words of former CAG Dean Milagros P. Querubin, who not only sought the reconceptualization of the graduate seminar, but also attended the course after her deanship. To quote, "The first time I read Noli Me Tangere was in high school. Even at that young age, I had been moved by what I read because the social issues described by Rizal were the same social issues that confronted my generation at that time, the same issues that still grip our country today. My subsequent rereading of chapters 3 and 24 was an eye-opener to me as a home economist. If these two chapters and other references under context were standard readings in home economics, and the students were engaged in a lively discussion and challenged to learn more about the broader significance of food, perhaps the CHE would have undertaken studies on food, culture, and history aimed at creating a body of knowledge on food waste that can serve as a tangible expression of one of its educative goals, love of country." The essays of the graduate students depicting Rizal as a home economist should be read not only by CHE students, but its faculty as well. I am impressed by the students' depth of understanding of the discipline of home economics after taking the course. The legislated requirement for a Rizal course to be taken by all students serves only as a starting point to what the course conceptualizes, describes as a long and winding road of learning about Rizal's life and works. To be better guided by this Filipino beyond this point requires understanding him in the context of the different academic disciplines and vice versa. Perhaps in this way, more and more students of the National University will be confident in answering these questions. Sino ka nga ba, Jose Rizal? Ano ka ba at ano ka nga ba dapat sa mga tinataguriang scholar ng bayan at para sa bayan? Our paper is an example of beyond the required course to Rizal in home economics and home economics in Rizal. From the perspective of the multidimensionality of daily living, taking into account the home, workplace, and community, and interrelationships of the elements that sustain life and those that give meaning to life. Thank you.